Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of the Goal Getter podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to chat a little bit about who the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification is for. Maybe you've been sitting on the sidelines. You are one of our Academy clients. You know that we have our coaching certification, but you know, you're not really sure if this is actually something that could be for you. So to begin with, I think the most important place to start is to recognize that everybody comes into the certification in the exact same place, right? Everybody's here to be a student, to learn, to start at the beginning, right? So everybody's starting from the exact same place. And this, the certification in itself, it's a personal development journey for every single student that comes in, meaning that everything that you learn, everything that we deep dive into, the strategies, the understanding, the theory, all these different things, you are actually applying that to your own life first. The conversations we have in the certification are really beautiful, because of course we are a smaller community and we can really get to know each other in a more intimate way, which is really, really beautiful for helping our students really apply these learnings before they would maybe go out there and help other people in the future. But first and foremost, you know, we've got everybody is coming into the certification, and the first step is to apply everything that you're learning into your own life. So there's an illusion that, you know, people that join the certification have already got to their goal. And that's actually very rarely what we see and what we actually want, right? We want people that are ready to go deeper. We want students that are ready, that are eager to learn, that really want to apply, that want to know more, and they apply that to their own life first. So as I said, and the thing about it is we have people then that it really is, it's just actually, it is a personal development journey for them. And when they finish the certification, they're not, they don't really have plans to go out and start a business or coach people. It's purely, they want to deep dive into this further for themselves. And, you know, they will spread the education, maybe talking with family, friends, neighbors, and stuff like that. But they don't really, you know, foresee starting a business or have those bigger plans for the future, which is completely okay. The more people that know this education, and if they can have these conversations with their family, they can teach their children, and then their children can teach their children, they can teach their grandchildren. You know, that has a ripple effect in itself. Speaking with your neighbor, speaking with your friend, all these different things, that in itself has a massive ripple effect, right? So we don't need, you know, hundreds of people going out there and being coaches. We just need more people to know this information in a more in-depth way and to start living that way. And then, of course, sharing it in different ways, right? Everybody shares information in different ways. So we, as I said, we do have, everybody's coming in and it's a personal development journey for themselves to begin with, right? Because they need to apply everything that they're learning themselves in a more deeper way. Some people, as I said, will then just go on and they'll share it in a more flexible way. You know, as I said, it's more of a family friend sort of situation. Or, you know, there's, I guess the biggest thing is that there's absolutely no pressure, right? Because that's also the thing about us in the academy. We don't pressurize people into doing things or having to do things a certain way. It's, there's multiple options and you see what feels good for you. Some people come in and they're like, I want to do this and I don't know what I'm going to do with it after. But you're just following that intuitive, you know, feeling of like, I want to do this and I don't really know what I'm going to do with it after. It's probably one of, like, I'm using Sinead here as an example. She got this, you know, feeling like, I want to do this certification. And maybe she knew in the back of her mind that, like, I don't know, how can I say this? I don't know if Sinead probably thinks herself, she probably didn't know what she wanted to do after, right? But the opportunity after she had finished studying with us, then it was like, I straight away, you know, brought her in to work with us. But she just, she didn't know probably what she was going to do after, but she was just following that feeling of, I want to do this and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with it after, but I'm just following that feeling of wanting to do it. And she did, and now she's like head coach in the academy, right? So you might not know what you're going to do with it after, and that's also okay. And then there'll be some people that will think, you know, well, like, maybe I would like to coach people in the future. Maybe I would like to have another way of earning an income that's more on my terms. And, you know, when I work, how I work, I would like the freedom, the flexibility. You know, I just, I guess that more independent way of working, another means to earn an income that, you know, it's always nice to have additional ways to have an income, right? That you're actually in control of yourself. That's what I always say. When you own your own business, you're really in control of how much you want to earn, when you want to work, how much you want to work. It's like when you're working a regular job, there's most of the time there's going to be an income cap. When you work for yourself and you, if you're, you know, thinking about like getting clients and stuff like that, there is no income cap to a degree, because you can always, you can like set things up in a way where you can, you know, earn, you know, a higher amount of money, right? Because you are the one that's in control of this, essentially. So I guess there are different avenues, right? And I think that that's the most important thing to get across here. As I said, some people, it's personal development and that's the way it will stay. For others, they are interested in possibly coaching in the future, and they maybe want to have that, an additional way of creating income, but doing it in a way that feels good for them, right? Like working in a job that brings that purpose, that passion, ignites that fire within you. I'm helping another person. And like, you know, I did a post yesterday, I think it was on social media, saying like, the dieting industry is absolutely booming, right? But obesity rates are skyrocketing. So what does that tell you about this industry? It's like, there's so much that's wrong with this industry, right? Because if things were going good in this industry, we wouldn't have obesity rates going so high. You know, so this also shows you that there's a huge need for this education. You know, doctors, if people go and see their doctor and they also get outdated nutrition education, you know why? Because doctors are not actually properly trained in nutrition. They do like a small module when they're doing their training. You might have some doctors that will know more, but that's only because they probably went further afield and studied nutrition themselves. So we have a lot of outdated systems. We've got outdated education. And, you know, that's all, one of the reasons why I created this certification is because we need to get this information out there and like literally, you know, out there in different ways, out there in local communities. It's also local people that don't have access to this information. You know, people that are of maybe lower socioeconomic status that don't know how to cook healthy meals. These are also people that are really suffering because also convenience food is cheaper. How can we teach people to cook healthier food that maybe doesn't cost as much? Giving these people the confidence, the support that they need. And I believe that we do this by educating, but it's also about our approach. People go into their doctor's surgery, they don't feel heard, they don't feel seen, there's not the right support out there. And, you know, that's what I am very, very passionate about is, you know, how can we just help the regular people in the world and make this information more accessible? And I'm only one voice. And of course, with our company, it's growing really, really rapidly. And of course, the more it grows, the more I am very, very big picture planning projects. And I need a posse of, that's essentially what it is, of coaches that are taking this message further afield and going out into local communities and even talking with their friends, their neighbors, even people talking with their friends or their grandchildren, their kids. That in itself also has a ripple effect. And I'm always updating myself, my own self, with cutting edge, evidence-based nutrition. I'm always updating our students with that information as well. So it's always like an ongoing learning as well. And everything that I learn, I also teach my students, you know, as we find out more things about nutrition and health, because it's always changing, right? That's also about science at the same time. So I guess, you know, who else is it for? Maybe somebody that wants something a bit new to focus on in life. Maybe you're feeling a little bit stagnant. Life is boring. You know, the certification can be that something that brings new energy into your life. And I truly believe that life is for living. You'll know I believe that, right? Because you'll probably see how I'm living my life. And I really am that type of person that, you know, sorry to use this language, but I like to grab life by the balls. Not very nice language, but I want to get everything out of life. And that means that I make decisions and I put myself forward for things. And I'm just like, I'm here and I'm gonna just really get everything that I can out of this life, right? And because I'm going at life with this attitude, I'm having a really fun life. And it's only because I'm putting myself forward for things that are quite scary, right? I'm stepping out of my comfort zone so much that now I actually really enjoy it, because I know I'm not afraid of failing, because failing means I'm learning. I've got something wrong, but I'm going to learn at it. And I'm going to learn from this situation. So I just, and this is what happens when you go down a path of just committing to, I don't want to say your best self, because I think that's rubbish as well, right? It's not really about being your best self. It's also about uncovering who you are at your core and who you are. You are a confident person. You are somebody that can help other people. If you have a desire, you just need to get rid of those layers that are telling you that you can't do these things. And when we uncover these and get rid of those layers, those limiting beliefs, those things that hold us back, we actually become, you know, really powerful, and we live life in a way that's very fulfilling. We feel like we've got purpose, we've got passion, it's exciting. And I think that that's the way life is supposed to be. And at one point in my life wasn't this way, right? And my life could have went a really completely different way. I often say that, you know, alcohol was a big thing in my childhood growing up. Also, I didn't have a great relationship with alcohol. So at one point I thought, right, I really need to make some decisions in my life. And I went towards, you know, making uncomfortable decisions that were going to, that took me on a different path, right? So instead of going out drinking every single weekend and spending all my money in clothes, I instead started to spend my money on hiring coaches, people that could make my life better. And for me, that was always a worthwhile investment, because it came to me, having nice clothes was never, I had nice clothes, but what was I getting from that? Nothing. Whereas when I was hiring people, investing in courses, investing in things that I wasn't seeing, you know, a direct, what's that word I'm looking for? Return, but the return was coming back in 4 months, in 6 months, because it was helping me shape who I am today. So I started to realize that having expensive makeup and having, and that doesn't mean I don't, by the way, enjoy expensive things in life. I do, but I'm not, what's that word I'm looking for? I'm not motivated by them, because I also realize that they have no meaning in life. What has meaning in life is me being happy with my family, me doing things that I really enjoy, and me pushing myself and doing things and really seeing what's possible for myself. That I find true. I find true happiness in those type of things. So, you know, you could be thinking that life for you is a little bit stagnant right now. And I, you know, I kind of have went off on a different tangent here. But once I started to work on doing different things that made my life more exciting. And as I said, I don't believe we're here to be stagnant. Life really, really changed for me. So if your life is boring, it's empty, and you're thinking, oh, like, I like the idea of the certification, but then the part of you is like, no, I couldn't do that. That's maybe the whole point. It's because you constantly say no, you constantly say I can't. And that's why, you know, you're maybe don't feel that purpose, that passion. It's because you don't allow yourself to do these things due to the fear of feeling you're not good enough. Why could you do it? How could you do it? All these type of things. Anybody can do it. You know, anybody can do these things. And as I said, our certification is that it's that area of personal development where you're going to come in and you're going to apply everything to your own life first. So you don't need to be at your goal. You don't need to be, you know, at that place where you're completely satisfied. In fact, come in and allow yourself to make those changes. And it's going to make you step up, because you're going to think to yourself, well, you know what, in the future, I could be an inspiration to other people. And that's also what motivates me. I really feel motivated when I know I can be an inspiration to other people. When I'm standing there and I'm inspiring my students to go out there and start helping other people, it's inspiring me to step up even more in my own life. And again, that has more of a ripple effect. When everybody steps more into their purpose and their passion, it has incredible ripple effects to for so many people, right? We just need more people to do that. So maybe you want to help people. Maybe you want to, you know, have another way of creating income. Maybe you don't know, but you just feel like you're interested in it, and you don't need to know all the answers. You know, sometimes you just need to be led by your intuition and follow those things in life that just feel right, and then see what happens. Don't put pressure on yourself. I always believe that everything will be revealed as it should be. And you'll get, as if you do the certification, you know, and if it feels like a right fit for you and for us as well, that when you do the course, though, you know, down the line, you'll get those little ideas like, oh, I think I'm going to do this, or oh, I think I'm going to do that. Nobody has the answers straight away, and nobody needs to have the answers straight away. And I guess with what I've been sort of talking about, you know, in these past conversations, it's like, what can you actually do with it? You can coach people with it. There's always opportunities with us within the academy. That doesn't mean that every single person that graduates with us in the certification gets an opportunity with us. I look at people when they're going through our certification. I see how they engage. I see how they engage in our group. I look at how they're showing up for themselves. Those are the people that I pick. I'm like, I would like to bring you in. It's like Sinead before, we took her on as coach. I could already see Sinead was answering questions in our group, and she was answering them in a very similar way. Not that she had to answer them in a similar way as I would, but I could see that she could understand the theory and the education, and she had no problem answering questions. So it was very easy for me to offer that position to Sinead, because I could already see her doing that sort of role anyway. So there's always opportunities for those that are motivated and would love to be part of our team, right? But it's like, obviously we want to see that first. And of course, the other thing is, you know, if you want to improve yourself, in the certification, we go that bit deeper. It's more intimate. There's more theory. There's more education. It might be uncomfortable, But it's a beautiful process because it will make you change things in your life that you probably really do need to change. And you might change things that you never thought you would change. And different things happen within the certification. So, you know, be open is probably the best way to come into these type of opportunities as well. So, folks, the certification, it's we are gearing up for our February 2022 class. I can't believe I'm actually saying that because it feels like I just did the enrollment for the 2021 class. And since I become a mother, I feel like time just goes by so incredibly quick. But I'm looking, you know, for another batch of women to train. I don't care where you are right now in terms of your goals. And I don't mean that in a, I don't care about you. I mean that in, that's irrelevant to me. You just might need, you might need to go through a deeper process in order for you to really implement the learnings and the education. You might need a higher level of accountability for you to be able to make these changes in your own life. So I don't want anybody sitting on the sidelines thinking like, I can't apply for the certification because I'm not at my goal. You don't need to be at your goal. And I would say probably nine out of 10 people that apply for the certification and are not at their goal. We have people in the certification that are in their 70s, their 60s, their 50s, their 40s, their 30s. There's no, like, you need to be this age, or we need people. We need a diverse range of people because then you need to go out. You can go out and have a range of conversations with a diverse range of people yourself, right? So, as I said, I'm going to be, we're offering the early bird discount at the moment. So that's a nice little discount for those that join before Christmas. What I would encourage you to do is click the link in the show notes that will bring you to our free training. In that free training, I dive a little bit deeper into some more of the information around our certification. And then if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I feel like this could be for me. If you would like to be educated, if you would like to learn more. And, you know, at the end of the day, I always think to myself, why are people not taught this stuff in schools? You know, the fundamentals of nutrition, how to look after your body, how to be in how to identify your emotions and understand yourself a little bit more. This information is I feel like it should be taught in schools. It's not. So we have to just do our best by teaching more people. If you feel like it's something that you would like to learn more for yourself to begin with, and then of course there's plenty of other opportunities down the line, I encourage you to click the other link in the show notes. That is the application form, and we will send you a little bit more information, and maybe me and you can have a chat at some point and dive a little bit more with regards to what's involved in the certification and all those nitty gritty details. So folks, I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you've got any questions, of course, you can, I'm trying to think the best place to ask questions, you know, tag me in your stories, ask the questions there. You can also comment under the Instagram post with the podcast. You can send us an email, support@theweightloss-academy.com. You know, there's plenty of places where you can reach out to us if you've got specific questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions is probably one of the most important things. So folks, have a wonderful day, whatever you're up to, and I will see you on the next episode.